Welcome to your daily devotional, October 15th. Wake up call. Amos chapter 4 and verse 10. I sent among you a plague after the manner of Egypt. Your young men I killed with the sword, along with your captive horses. I made the stench of your camps come up into your nostrils. Yet you have not returned to me, says the Lord. Our text is set within the larger context of Amos chapter 4, verses 6 through 13, which records the fact that Israel in that day did not accept divine correction for her unfaithfulness. There was a pestilence in the land that originated in a foreign place. Israel had suffered military defeat. Her livestock was either captured or diseased, and the camps of Israel were thoroughly unsanitary and defiled. Neither has the USA, which was founded on Judeo-Christian principles, ethics, and law, accepted correction from the Lord. Today we have upon us a plague after the manner of China. Our young people have too much time on their hands. They are engaged in civil unrest, and violence is on the increase. Babies are being slaughtered in the abortion mills, and those who oppose the barbaric practice are being grilled, demeaned, and put down by the angry mob as we speak. The stench of sin in our nation, absent real Christian revival, and if left unchecked, will soon make Sodom and Gomorrah blush. God is trying to get our attention. And if we don't soon get back to Bible values and holy living, things will get even worse. Consider our text on the individual level. Have you ever seen things not working out so well? And you know why? Because of your sin. The disease of sin has been allowed to spread, and its stench has come up into your nostrils. You hate it, and you fight it sometimes, but it seems a losing battle for you. There is a remedy. Accept the divine correction, however you discern it working in your life. Fix your eyes upon Jesus, the lover of your soul, and turn to Him. He will help you get back. If all of God's people would do this, we would have a revival that would make Jonathan Edwards jealous for the Lord's sake. Do this, and let's do this. Today, it's time to receive the Lord's correction and for our souls to find their way home. Consider this your wake-up call.